For anyone who was staring at me while we were reciting Tachnun by Mincha, the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch that someone who recites, who is an Aviyah Ben or a Sandik, does not recite Tachnun by Mincha either, even though it was a few hours ago. So that I did not recite Tachnun. Being that we did make a bris this morning, and I thank everyone who participated for participating and everyone for their wonderful wishes of Mazel and Bracha, so I want to just talk a little bit about Samanyana Diyoma, something about a bris, and that is the following issue. There is a Mishnah in Bikurim. The Mishnah says in Bikurim Paragimel Mishnah Gimel that when the Mevi'i Bikurim used to come to Yerushalayim, when the people used to bring the Bikurim up to Yerushalayim, so all the Baliumnes, all the storekeepers, all the shop owners used to come out from their stores, they used to be Mevatel Mimalacha, and they would go outside to greet the people who were bringing up Bikurim, the farmers from all the way out, all over Eretz Yisrael. They would greet them and give them shalom and give them their blessings. So the Rambam writes over there, why is it that they would stand up and come out of their shops in order to greet the people? Says the Rambam that since there was a whole mass group of people who used to come up together to Yerushalayim to bring the Bikurim, it wasn't one man coming by himself. It was a whole group of farmers who used to come together, and they would collectively bring up the Bikurim. So says the Rambam, Mishum Kavadat Tzibur, because there's a whole critical mass of people, so therefore, Mishum Kavadat Tzibur, the storekeepers are supposed to come out and be Mechabed, the Tzibur that came up to do the mitzvah. It would come out according to the Rambam's understanding in that Mishnah, that if one individual farmer is coming up alone by himself and not with a group of other farmers, so then we would assume that the storekeepers do not have to go out, they don't have to give up their lunch break, they don't have to give up and go outside to greet him. It's only because there's a tzibur there, that's why they have to show kavod. That's according to the Rambam. The Ma'arit, in his pirush on Kiddushin Daf Lamed Gimel, this Mishnah shows up in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Gimel, so the Ma'arit over there says, he's not understanding where the Rambam gets this explanation in the Mishnah. This is not the reason given in the Bavli, it's not the reason given in the Yerushalmi and Bikurim. He's not sure why the Rambam made up his own reason for why we go and stand up for the person who's bringing up the Bikurim. The Rambam over here said, it's because of Korach HaTzibur, it's because of Kavod HaTzibur. But the Achronim point out that that's not really what the Gemara seems to say with regard to this Mishnah. So what is the real reason? Says the Bar Tanura on that Mishnah in Bikurim. He says the following, Mikan, you see from here, Shechayavim lamod b'fnei osei ha-mitzvah. You see from here that one must stand up in front of anyone who's doing a mitzvah. The same way someone who's on his way, who's bringing up the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, one has to stand up and leave his store to go greet him. So to anyone who's going to do a mitzvah, we have to stand up and go out of our way to greet them as well. Says the Bar Tanura, that's why we stand up before the Kvater, who's bringing in the baby to the bris. This is why everyone's supposed to stand. And the Bar Tanura writes as well, this is why when they bring in the Aron into the room, by a Levi, Rachman al-Litzlan, so this is why we stand up. It's not because we're being Mechabed the Mace. You know, my father always likes to joke, we're not Mechabed the Mace B'chayev, and then all of a sudden after he does, we're going to stand up for the Mace. So he always says that obviously that's not the reason why we're standing up. The reason we're standing up is, as the Bar Tanura says, because we're being Mechabed the Chever Kadisha, who's doing this tremendous mitzvah of Halvayis HaMace and taking care of the burial of the Mace. So that is the reason the Bar Tanura says. The Sefer Hasidim writes, in fact, Simon Tavkuf Pei, that even if the person is a complete Amaretz, even if the person who's on the Chever Kadisha or who's the Kvater at the Bris is a total Amaretz, he's an Avarian, he doesn't know anything, or he's a Russia, he doesn't do any mitzvah, still, says the Sefer Hasidim, one is still supposed to go out of his way to be Mechabed him because he's involved in doing a mitzvah, and we're trying to show him that we are Mechabed you because of the fact that you have an involvement in this Mishnah, in this mitzvah. If you look in the Tosfos Anshei Shem, the Chiddushei Anshei Shem in the back of the Gemara in Kiddushin, as well as in Shabbos and Perek Rabbi Elazar Demila, so he questions this Bar Tanura. What was the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah was saying that one should stand up when the Mevi Bikurim walk by to show them that you're Mechabed what they're doing. Says the Bar Tanura, let's extend that to a person who's carrying a baby to a bris or to a person who's carrying an Aron by Levaya. Asks the Chiddushei Anshei Shem and some others that he's not sure exactly what this comes from. There's a big difference between Havas Bikurim and the Kvater Bris. By Havas Bikurim, Tosfos and the Rashbam write in Baba Basra Daf Pei Aleph that there is a mitzvah, because the Pasuk says, Va'alachta el ha-makom, we have a mitzvah to go with the fruits from our home, which is all the way out in the Negev, all the way in the Galil, wherever we live. We're supposed to carry those fruits all the way up to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's part of the mitzvah walking, is the traveling. So that's why we're Mechabed the person, and we come out of our store, and we show him how much we respect him for doing the mitzvah. However, when it comes to a Kvater by a bris, that's not the mitzvah itself. What's the mitzvah? I'm bringing the baby to the bris. The mitzvah is doing the bris, so that's just a hachana to have the person walk up to the bima and bring the baby. So why is it that we should stand up? And that's the question that they raise. Why is it that the Bar Tanur extends this halacha and says we should stand up as well for the Kvata by Abris and for the person who's on his way to help bury the mace? He's not sure exactly what the connection is between the two things. Secondly, the question begs itself, why is it that the Mishnah tells us only once they got to Yerushalayim, then the storekeepers came outside and greeted them? What do you mean? If I'm traveling all the way from the Galil or all the way from the Negev, don't I pass a lot of cities along the way? If the whole crux of the issue here is that we try to be mechabit someone who's doing a mitzvah, so then we should already leave our stores. If we live somewhere along the way in Rehovot, we should also stand up when the person walks by. We should make a parade for him. So why is it that only the Mishnah tells us only the people in Yerushalayim used to stand up? These are the two questions. So I was thinking this afternoon, and I said this to my father, he thought it was correct, that there happens to be a machlokas harishonim when we speak about Havas Bikurim. Rashi and Tosis and the Rashbam believe that there is a mitzvah to bring the Bikurim all the way from your home to the Beis HaMikdash, and part of the mitzvah is Va'Beis HaLamakam. You have a mitzvah to bring it from your house and travel all the way to the Beis HaMikdash. That's a chelek of the mitzvah. It would seem that that is the simple understanding of the mitzvah as well, because the Mishnah tells us in Bikurim that a person who is traveling all the way to Yerushalayim from his home, and then Nenas, once he gets to Yerushalayim, let's say he dies, or something happens to the fruits, they get lost, or they get rotten. So what's the halach in such a case? Is he mekayim his mitzvah of Bikurim? Do we assume, no, he's chayv to do it again? I mean, obviously if he dies, he can't do it again. But in another type of onus that happens to the fruits, let's say they get lost, so would we assume that he's mechayv to make up for what he didn't actually get to do? He only made it to Yerushalayim, but he didn't make it to the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the din in such a case? So the Mishnah seems to tell us that he's yotzei yischiv, once he makes it to Yerushalayim, he's done, and there's no reason to do anything else. So from there, the Tosis and the Rashbam seem to be correct, that part of the mitzvah is to bring it all the way from your home to Yerushalayim. However, the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban believes that the mitzvah of Havas Bikurim is to bring it from the Har Habayis to the Azara. A very short walk. That's all a person has to do. How he's going to get it to the Har Habayis is his problem. He could send it by plane, he could send it by boat. I mean, probably won't need a boat. He can send it by train, by anything. As long as he gets it to the Har Habayis and then walks with it from the Har Habayis to the Azara, he's mekayim his mitzvah. So it would come out, according to the Ramban, what happens when the farmers are walking through the streets of Yerushalayim? Are they being mekayim a mitzvah, or are they just doing a hachana to a mitzvah? They're just doing a hachana. So it comes out very miyushev. If you say that Bar Tanur learns like the Ramban, that there is no mitzvah in bringing the Bikurim all the way from my home to the Beis HaMikdash. My only mitzvah is to bring them from the Har Habayis to the Azara. So if that's the din, like the Ramban writes, so then we understand very well why the Rabbeinu Avadim Bar Tanur is able to extend it to a bris, where there's not an actual mitzvah happening when the kvater brings the baby into the mile to do the bris. That's just a hachana. The same way that bringing my fruits from my field to Yerushalayim is also a hachana. And if you learn like the Ramban, this might also answer the second question, that the Ramban writes that the mitzvah is only to bring it from the Har Habayis to the Azara, so why is it that they stand up only in Yerushalayim and not all the way along the way? Answer is, because we're not going to be mechabit someone when he's 35 steps away from actually being mekayim his mitzvah. We'll be mechabit him right when he's about to do it. What do we say? Should we assume that we should be mechabit, we should stand up for the mother who had the baby, because 7 days earlier, 8 days earlier, she had the baby, and that's a hachana for the mitzvah? Obviously not. We're going to be mechabit the person who's doing a hachana right before the mitzvah is actually done. So therefore the kvater, who's bringing the baby right before we do the mitzvah, right before we do the milah, we stand up for him. Same when it comes to Havas Bikurim, that according to the Ramban, you're beginning your mitzvah of Havas Bikurim once you get to the Har Habayis, but along the way in Yerushalayim, which is the last step of your journey before you're mekayim the mitzvah, so then we're going to go out of our stores and we're going to be mechabed you, and we're going to show that we respect very much what you're doing. So that is maybe a good way to answer those two questions. And it's interesting, throughout the Achronim we find different cases where they extend this halacha. So first of all, the Maritatz writes in his Chuvos HaChadashos Siman Aleph that he thinks that the Kohen is supposed to stand up when he's doing the Pidyon HaBen, when the father comes to bring his son to the Kohen to do the Pidyon HaBen on him, to be poda him. So says the Maritatz, a Kohen is supposed to stand up. Why? Because the father is bringing his child to do a big mitzvah, and since we're machshiv the fact that he's going to do a mitzvah, therefore the Kohen should stand up. Someone showed me today that it's a little bit strange. If the Maritatz is correct, so why only the Kohen should stand up? Everyone who's in the room should stand up. Same way by a bris, we don't say just the Moel stands up. We say everyone should. So why by a Pidyon HaBen should we say only the Kohen? And second of all, the Imre Amos has a kasha that if that's correct, he has a suffix. His brother-in-law sent him a shaila. What's it in? The Kohen doesn't have to actually see the child. The father of the child doesn't have to bring the child to the Pidyon HaBen. He can tell him that he had a child and just be pulled him like that. So he had a suffix. If you believe that you're supposed to stand up, so what's it in when the child is not there? Let's say the father doesn't bring a child. So the Imriyamis has a suffix, b'shem his brother-in-law. What would the halacha be in such a case? Where the Kohen and the father are just working out the details, they're making a business deal, figuring out the pidin ben, and the child is actually not present. So would we say you're mechuyev to stand up for the father also, or would you say no, it's only because the child is here who's actually being nifta, but if the child doesn't show up, then we wouldn't. In the Pisrei Tshuva in Hilchos Tzedakah and Yerodeyasim and Reish Nun Vav, which is Hilchos Tzedakah, he quotes a Yad Eliyahu that a person is supposed to stand up for a Gabay Tzedakah. When he's collecting Tzedakah, he's supposed to stand up. And therefore, says the Pisrei Tshuva, you like that. So the Pisrei Tshuva writes, B'shem the Yad Eliyahu. However, if the Gabay Tzedakah is someone who's being paid, like very often we have Meshulachim coming from Eretz Yisrael who are paid, so this is what they do for a living. So says the Yad Eliyahu, no, since that's their job, so then we don't have to stand up for them. They don't have such Heilige Yidden, they're getting paid to do what they do. So the same way everyone else has a job in the room, so do they also have a job. So same way we don't stand up for you, we don't stand up for them. But if we have a Gabay Tzedakah in Shul, then we should stand up for him. That's what the Pisrei Tshuva writes. Based on this, my father quotes in Mipnine HaRav from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that this is the reason why possibly we stand up for Vayivarach David. It's not so clear in the poskim what the makar is to stand up for Vayivarach David every day. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky suggested that since that used to be the minhag that they would collect tzedakah, the Gabay Tzedakah would walk around during Vayivarach David and Naz Yashir. So that's why we stood up for Vayivarach David, to show our respect to the Gabay Tzedakah like the Pisrei Tshuva quotes. My father also writes over there that the Rav Soloveitchik was makbid not to put the ashes on top of the head of the chassan until after the nisuin, till under the chuppah. Why? Because he doesn't have a din chassan until they actually do the kiddushin of nisuin. So the Yabi Omer, Rav Avadia Yosef, has a whole tshuva, maybe should be after the kiddushin, maybe that's enough, maybe not. A whole story, he has an argument there. But it seems that you're only called a chassan after the kiddushin. So the Talmidim in the Shir, my father writes over that the Talmidim in the Shir at the time said, what do you mean? How can you tell me that a person doesn't have a status of a chassan until after the nisuin? We stand up for the chassan on his way to the chuppah. So you see, obviously, a chassan domel melech. He already has a din like a king before, so that's why we stand up. So Rav Soloveitchik said, no, the reason we stand up for a chassan is not because he's a melech. He's a nothing now. The reason we're standing up is because he's running to go do the mitzvah. He's about to go do the kiddush of nisuin. He's about to do a mitzvah gedola. So therefore, we show how much we're mechabed what he's doing. And the same way by a bris, we stand up for the kvater. The same way by a pidin haben, we'll stand up for the child, so too we're going to stand up for the chassan as he's going on the last step of his journey to go and be Mekadosh's wife. So the question is, the Imrei Emes is bothered by Akasha in that same piece, why is it that we find only by these select examples that the poskim choose that we should stand up when a person is doing them? Imrei Emes is not sure, what's the answer? Why don't we say, every time we pass a person who's putting on tefillin, every time we pass a Talmud Chacham who's learning, every time we see someone saying Kriya Shema, you're going to say, all day you should stand up. The Imrayama says, I don't know what the difference is. How does the Bar Tanur limit it to all these only limited cases? He says, Pidin HaBen is what the Mari Katz writes, or you can have a Bris Mila or Nisuin by a Chassan. So why is it only by these cases? Why don't we say everything in the world? A very strong question. So if you look in the Noda Behuda and Madura Kama, Simon Chavzai in the Noda Behuda writes as follows. And it's an interesting Vart that he says, and I think it's very correct psychologically. Says the Noda Behuda, when we have an onen, so we know the din is by an onen, he's pater min ha-mitzvahs, right? An onen doesn't do any mitzvahs. The reason why, as we said, is because we want the onen to have his focus totally on the mace. We don't want him dealing with other things and losing focus from what he's supposed to be doing. So if we're going to tell him he has to run out to shachmas and run out to mincha and bench and do this and do that and make brachos, so then he's not going to be focused totally on what he has to do with the mace, and he's going to get carried away with his davening, and the mace is going to lose out. That's the din by an onen. Says the Noda Behuda, a tremendous chiddush, if you have a mitzvah haba mizman lezman, let's say you have an onen, and for example, one of the examples that he gives is Sfira Sa'omer. If you're not going to allow the onen to count Sfira tonight, so what's going to happen? He's going to lose the whole thing. It's a mitzvah haba mizman lezman, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's ein la tashlum, and I can't make it up afterwards, so what am I going to do? If, just because, Rahman al-Tzlan, I'm an onen, so you're going to tell me I'm going to miss out on the mitzvah? Or let's say you have another example, Kiddush Levana. So Kiddush Levana, let's say you only have a couple of nights, let's say it was cloudy, whatever, the whole way through, and now I'm going to miss my opportunity, no more Tashlumin. Says the Noda Behuda, in a case like that, we're going to tell the person, of course, even though you're an Onan, you should go out of your way to do it. Why? Because he says the only time an Onan is Patur Min HaMitzvahs is in a case where Tefillah is something he has to do every day. Benching is something he has to do every day. So that the normal course of events is that that's going to be in your way. So we don't want anything to be in your way, so we're going to tell you, push everything aside and go be involved with the mace only. However, when you have these special type of mitzvahs that only come around once in a while, that ein lahem tashlumin, he says that's not going to get in the way of a regular onin. In a regular situation, you're not going to be pressed with that type of issue. Therefore, he says, we do not have to worry about an onin being mekayim those types of mitzvahs, and in fact, an onin would be mechuyev to do those types of mitzvahs. says the Noda Behuda, I'll bring you a proof that this is correct because of this Mishnah Bikurim. Says the Noda Behuda. The same way we find, why don't we stand up for someone who's doing every single mitzvah? Why don't we stand up every time a guy puts on tefillin, a guy's learning, a guy's davening? Says the Noda Behuda, no. We have a special chavivus, we have a special sensitivity, we have a special liking to a mitzvah which comes around once in a blue moon. Chaviva mitzvah v'shaita. Since we have these special mitzvahs that come once in a while, pidna ben, bris mila, marriage, something that comes once in a while, so the same way we only stand for those select few mitzvahs, which are b'mizvah l'zman, which come once in a blue moon, once in a while, so too he says, an onen is pater min ha-mitzvahs, but not when it comes to the chaviva mitzvah v'shaita, not when it comes to these special mitzvahs which come once in a while. You can still argue a little bit that the Noda Behuda is not making a direct parallel because Bikurim is something that only comes at a certain point in the year. It's once in the year. Marriage and Mila and Pinna Ben can be any time in the year. It just so happens to be it only happens to you once in a while. So it's not exactly the same, but the point is correct that we get very excited when we have something that comes once in a while. And the same way that we get excited when there's a wedding is the way we get excited when there's a bris. It's not the way we get excited when we put on tefillin every day. That's just the nature, that's the psychology of man. We don't get excited when we do something every single day. I did see in the back of the Noda Behuda, they have now, in the new Noda Behudas that they printed, they have in the back a whole likud of different svarim that argue on the Noda Behuda and different tshuvas. So I looked in the back of this tshuva, so he quotes a tshuva from the Machna Chaim, who is a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. It's interesting, his last name was Sofer as well. I don't know how that happened. Maybe he loved the Chassam Sofer so much. But basically, the Machna Chaim takes issue with this Noda Behuda, and he says he thinks the Noda Behuda is incorrect. Why? Says the Machna Chaim, we have a principle in all of Shas, as we know the Gemara says in Tzvachim and Menachos, that Tadr v'sheinu Tadr, Tadr Kodim. So he says, obviously we put value to a Tadr over an Eina Tadr. So he says, how can the Noda Behuda tell me that we only stand up for these types of mitzvahs, which are once in a blue moon, because those are more exciting? What do you mean? Tadr is much more chashiv to us. The Talmud Chacham who sits Yom V'Laila, the Talmud Chacham who sits and learns every single second of the day, you're going to tell me he's less chashiv than the person who learns once in a while? That's not true. So the Machna Chaim says he cannot understand the answer that the Noda Behuda gives. How do we differentiate between these types of mitzvahs and those types of mitzvahs? How do you tell me that the mitzvah of Nisuin, the mitzvah of Bris Milah, the mitzvah of Pinna Ben is more exciting than the mitzvah of Tefillin that we do every day, the mitzvah of Davening and Kriyat Shema that we do every day? So I think it's very easy to be Marcha the Machna Chaim's Kasha, and this should be something that's very obvious. When the Gemara says, Tadr V'sheinu Tadr Tadr Kodem, the Gemara is saying, when I have in front of me two mitzvahs, what to do? So which one takes precedence? So the Pasuk tells me, Ola Shabbos B'Shabbato teaches me, that Tadr comes first, Tadr has precedence, when we're talking about a person who only has time to do one. But when we're talking about human psychology, when am I excited? So when do we emphasize? Like the Gemara says by Megillah, either the Asim is Man Lazman, since it only comes once in a while, once in a year. So Chavivalei, it's something that's very exciting to us. That happens to be the psychology of man, that's the way we work. When something happens once in a while, we get very excited. I remember Rav Asher Weiss once said that you know, it's interesting that once a year we have the Birchas Ilanus, and you find people like get all worked up about Birchas Ilanus, even though the whole bracha is so questionable, it's so shver. Right, the Achronim have so many questions on how to make the bracha, and are we allowed to make the bracha, and is it the right season, and is it not? Or Birchas Hachama happens once every 28 years, and it's not so pasha that we're in the right year, and we go up in Ereinu V'Zkinenu, all the women wake up, Nates, everyone's like going crazy, and he says, then we have Birchas HaTorah D'Oraisa every single morning, and no one pays attention. Right, we mumble it in our way to Shul. So that's the nature of man. It's true, it's a taina that we don't recognize the importance of something that we do every day, but the bottom line is that we do get more excited for something that happens only once in a while. So therefore, the Noda Behuda, I think his teretz stands very strongly, that again, the Rabbeinu Avadim Mibar Tanur explained from this Mishnah we see by Bikurim, that when we have a mitzvah like Bris Milah, or we have a mitzvah like Chever Kadisha takes someone to a Levaya, it's something that's special to us, it's something that happens once in a while, so therefore says the Noda Behuda, that we apply the principle of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, because it's something that excites us, it's something that makes us very happy, the same we would make a Shechianu only by something that comes Mizman Lizman. So to over here, we stand up to emphasize the importance and to show our excitement for the mitzvah that only comes once in a blue moon. But something which happens every single day, Tefillah or Talmud Torah or Kriya Shema, we would not emphasize it as much, and we would assume that you do not have to stand up for such an individual. Have a wonderful day.